to St Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Lily McSherry here, and I will be sharing from the Jesus Centred Bible, a reading from Matthew 3, verse 13 to 17, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, and as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." So picture this scene. John's in the water. He's probably just having baptized someone, and he looks up and he sees Jesus. Does he recognize him straight away? Was he actually even expecting to see him? I doubt it. We know from the text that we've just read that he did recognise Jesus, and we read this in John chapter 1 verse 29 when he confirms it and he says, "Look, the Lamb of God." John also confirms this by saying that you should be baptising me, not me, you. John had been preparing the way for Jesus for a long time, but do you think he expected to have this particular encounter? John was born for a time such as this. Luke tells us that John had been prepared long before in the wilderness when he had been approached by God, and he had been instructed as what to wear and eat, and he had wandered in the wilderness, and then he had been given the gift of the Holy Spirit and prophecy, and he had been prepared in the way of how to prepare for Jesus coming and how to teach the people about how to prepare themselves for the way. And all of a sudden, Jesus is before him. What do you think his first thoughts were? Well, I know if it was me, I would be definitely thinking, "I'm not worthy of this." Now, John, he knew that Jesus was sinless, and he knew that he was perfect in every way, and he also knew that he did not require to be baptized. But Jesus managed to persuade him. Can you imagine that conversation? I was thinking about that last night, and I was just thinking, to think it went along the lines of Jesus would be saying to John, "You have been chosen to baptise me because my Father has started a new thing in the world, and I want to show my commitment to my Father because I love him and adore him, and I want the world to see my devotion to my Father, and by doing so I'll be showing my willingness to be part of this." Jesus was also following his Father's instructions. These are just my thoughts of a conversation that went along. But what really just struck me was the fact just how humble Jesus was. And that must have come as a bit of a surprise to John the Baptist, because he was a man who was really strongly opinionated, and he was a man who was really used to people coming to him for answers and being told what to do. And then all of a sudden he had the Son of God, who John recognised as being of great importance, coming before him and humbling himself. And I think that made a difference to John, and I think it certainly had a great impact on his life at that particular moment, because John recognised that in himself he felt worthless at that point. He just felt unworthy to even tie Jesus' sandals, and he actually says that in John 1 and verse 7, where he said that he fell even lower than a servant who would tie Jesus' sandals, and he felt worthless to even do that, and yet here he was being asked by the Son of God to baptize him. So he felt quite worthless, John, at that point. But what is lovely about all of this is that God sees and uses this faithful man, because John has actually done everything that God has asked him to do, from being chosen in the wilderness, this man who went about and wore these clothes that were made of rough material, innate locusts and honey, and he probably ate other things as well, but we don't quite know that. But we know that he lived a very, very simple life, and he lived on his own. But he did the will of God, and he humbled himself before Jesus, and he did what was asked of him. But God chose him to do this. And once John actually humbles himself before God and follows God's plan, well, John's rewarded in such an amazing way. He actually sees the Spirit of God come down, and he hears God's voice proclaiming, "This is my dearly beloved Son who brings me great joy." Oh, what a wonderful experience for him. So even though John was full of the Holy Spirit, and we know that because we've been told that, he still doubted that he was good enough to do something for God. And I'm sure we've all been in situations like that where we felt that we're not good enough. I mean, even when it comes to doing these podcasts, I never feel that I'm confident enough to do them. I never feel I'm quite good enough to do it. But anyway, and he definitely did not feel worthy enough to consider him worthy enough to serve. But God showed him his worth by sending him his son. He confirmed that his word was in motion. John thought that he was beyond, the job was beyond him. But when Jesus gave him the confidence to do it, he was able to push through and see God's glory revealed. Today that we rejoice and we celebrate with John as we share in the same gift that with Jesus, that God sent us his son to, that we can know our worth and that we can have our own encounters with God on a daily basis. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you see us as our true worth and not as we see ourselves. That, Lord, you see us as diamonds and precious jewels. Thank you, Father, that at times when we doubt ourselves for not being as good as we could be or as good as we should be, that, Father, that you remind us that we are children of God, and that, Father, that you paid that sacrifice for us. And, Lord God, I thank you too that when things become difficult, Lord, that you stand by us, and that, Father, you have told us that, Lord, you will help us through the other side. Lord, I would just like to take this opportunity to just pray for anyone who is going through a difficult time at this time, and just to remind them, Father, that everything is possible when you're by our side, Lord, that you will see us through the other side. Lord, the night might be dark, but the morning is coming. And Father, I just want to just glorify your name and just thank you, Father. When John the Baptist was going through that difficult time, he didn't think he could see the job through, but Father, you gave him the confidence to do that. And Lord, you've done that with us so many times. You've done it with me so many times, and I just want to thank you for that. And I'd just like to pray for that for anyone who might be going through that at this time. The Lord is with us all the time, and he will be there with us at our darkest time, and he will see us through. I'd just like to pray for them. Just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.